Welcome to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I am your host. I am a mind-body manifesting coach and founder of the wellness consulting business, K-Way. I am committed to helping you tap into the infinite power you hold when it comes to intentionally creating a more abundant life that gets you jumping out of bed with excitement. Over here, we chat about all things mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual health to help you constantly manifest bigger and better for yourself. So grab a cup of coffee, bottle of kombucha, or a glass of wine, and let's chat. Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. My name is Kushpu and I'm your host. On this podcast, we chat about all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. And the whole crux of this show is for you to realize how powerful you are when it comes to creating a life you actually want to be living. How to build a life that not only looks good from the outside, but one that feels so rich, so satisfying, and so abundant. If you're new to the podcast, welcome. On this podcast, we break down the process of manifestation into concrete, actionable, and tangible steps so that you're able to know exactly how to start applying these beautiful concepts to your individual circumstances so that you can start to receive the outcomes you would like to manifest. At the end of the day, you can know it all, but until you apply, you're not going to be able to change your life, at least not to the degree that you desire. And ultimately, manifestation is nothing more than becoming the change you wish to experience. Your life is nothing more than an externalized manifestation of your state of being. And so rather than trying to figure out how to manifest your desire, it's about asking yourself, who is the version of me who already has her desire, and aligning to that reality, aligning to that version of you. And the sooner you do it, the sooner you will see your reality shift. It gets to be so freaking easy. We are all about ease on this podcast. And if you're a longtime listener, I'm sure you can vouch for that. Welcome back. So grateful you choose to spend this time with me. And oh boy, I'm so pumped for this episode. So a lot of times people ask me, do I spend a lot of time creating content? How do I create so much content? And in actuality, this is probably my favorite part about what I do is creating content, because it comes to me so naturally, so intuitively, and it just feels very effortless to churn out content. And I don't think I actually sit down and think, okay, what should I talk about today? It's more, okay, the intuitive nudge kicks in. I'm like, okay, I need a phone, I need a laptop, I need a journal, I need something to write these ideas down, to write these intuitive downloads down before I forget about it. And truly, that is how most of my content is created, whether it's in the shower, whether I'm on a run and I have to stop to just make notes, or in the case of today's episode, sometimes it happens at 4 a.m. I wake up naturally and suddenly all these ideas pour through me. I literally turn over, grab my phone, and I just write it out. And literally last night, I wrote out a whole Instagram post and caption within like 7 minutes on my phone at 4 a.m. And it was just so juicy. And it's one of those downloads, I'm like, this is definitely my intuition talking to me. And I know that this is something so many people need to hear, because I see this time and time again, people struggling with the same circumstances, trying to manifest the same outcomes. And they spend so much time trying to change their reality, but at the same time, nothing really shifts, at least the desire, to the degree that they desire. And maybe you can relate. Maybe you find yourself year in, year out, you promise yourself, this is going to be my year, this is going to be my month. And then the month finishes, the year finishes, and your life doesn't really look any different. Maybe you've seen a few changes here and there, but that one desire you hold deep in your heart, it's still not manifested. And today we're going to change that. We're going to shine light as to where most people are going wrong. And hopefully you can relate. I say hopefully, because that way you can start to take the purposeful action to changing it. And as a result, you're able to see your life move really fast. And while there are various reasons why people don't get what they want, it all comes down to one thing. You're not actually an energetic match to your desire. Because like I said earlier, your life is nothing more than an externalized manifestation of your state of being. And so until you change from within, you're not going to see the reflection change. You're not going to see your circumstances change, because again, your frequency is tuned to your current reality. And that means actually leaning in and doing the work required to help you step into a new version of yourself. Like I said, it's not about you figuring out how to manifest your desire. Your job is now to become the version of you who has already manifested her desire. Or if you're a guy listening, his desire. And most people, they shy away from doing this work. And as easy as it is to justify it with excuses such as, it's too expensive, I don't have the time, I'll do it later, yada, 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 The crux comes down to people shy away from doing this work, either because of fear of leading in, or also because of this illusion they hold that healing, working on yourself, is separate from living. But honestly speaking, you cannot check out of life every time you want to heal a wound or work through past trauma. I'll say it again, is you cannot check out of life every time you want to heal a wound or work through past trauma. Yes, it would be really nice to press a pause button on your life. But for most people, we don't have the time. So we don't have the luxury to take a time out, nor do we want to take a time out. And instead, when you can integrate healing into your lifestyle and realize that, okay, you can still be moving ahead with your current life, your goals, and still give attention to all the different assets, areas of your life, whether it's your family, whether it's your business, whether it's your other personal growth goals, whatever it is, but also still work on whatever is holding you back, whatever wounds and triggers lie under the surface. That's when you're able to move through life at a very rapid pace. That's when you're able to really quantum leap and manifest those big desires really freaking fast. But it means, in order to do so, in order to continue living, but also healing in the process, it means you need to first master the art of observing yourself and your current lifestyle choices through a very neutral lens. So often people don't take the time out to observe themselves or to look at their wounds even because of the judgment, the shame, or the fear involved. But like I said, is empowering yourself to do so through a very neutral lens, whereby you're just looking at yourself merely as a means to gather data about your tendencies and patterns, which no longer serve you. Self-awareness will take you so, so far, but it means being brave enough to actually look inwards. So for example, let's say that you find yourself constantly attracting toxic partners who take you for granted and who disrespect you. Rather than, again, make it mean anything, but instead it's okay, what habits am I engaging in whereby I don't respect myself, whereby I don't respect my body, whereby I don't respect my mind? How am I unknowingly disrespecting myself? What kind of a relationships exist in my life right now that I'm actually allowing, which deep down I know are toxic, but I'm afraid to let go of? It also means regulating yourself to be able to do so from a very grounded state so that your perception isn't clouded by past conditioning and irrational emotional reactions to what it is you're observing. So when you're observing yourself, it means actually looking at yourself from a very regulated stance whereby you're not, again, reacting to what's in front of you and buying into that reality and letting it control how you feel, but instead you're able to, again, observe but feel calm and actually now adopt a more proactive stance towards stepping into a new version of yourself. Because if you're not grounded as you observe yourself, you will do so from a very triggered lens, whereby you're letting your past wounds taint your perception of what is. Your nervous system controls so many functions. It is a control center. And one of the functions that it regulates is your perception, your senses, and the meaning you attach to what is in front of you. But again, if you're operating from a very wounded, dysregulated place, even the way you observe yourself and the meaning you attach to what's in front of you is going to be very disempowering, and you're not going to be able to create the shift that is required. And like I said, is your life, it's all just feedback that is revealing to you who you've been. And now through this grounded observation from a very neutral stance, now you get to decide what stays and what needs to change. And that's the beautiful part about this journey, is you're constantly meeting new versions of yourself. You're constantly creating new iterations of yourself. And yes, manifestation is all about creating your reality. But again, it's not about you figuring out how to change your reality. But in the process of creating a new reality, your focus is, how can I create new versions of myself? We have this idea that we need to find ourselves. No, it's not about finding yourself. I find that to be such a disempowered way to approach life. You were never lost, but instead it's about you deciding, who do I want to be? And who have I been till now? And do I like this version of myself? And if not, I have the power within me to decide to change whenever I want. Who I've been does not need to be who I'm going to be if I don't want it to be so. And while observing yourself from a very neutral lens and also doing so from a very grounded and regulated stance can be, it's very doable to do it on your own. But at the same time is when you're struggling to do it on your own, and even if you feel like, no, I got this, well, be honest with yourself. If you really got this, then your life probably would have changed by now, right? So something is amiss. And I say this with love because we all have our own blind spots. That's why I have my coaches as well, because I can only go as far as I know. And I know that there's some areas which I don't even know how I'm holding myself back. And that's why I get coaches. That's why I invest in mentors so that they can help me identify and move through those blind spots, which is why I advise you is if you're not able to do so on your own, get the support you need. We are collaborative and connected beings. We're not meant to be doing this journey on our own. And there's that part of us, our ego, that is telling us and giving us all these reasons why we shouldn't be supported. We create all these stories that me getting help means I'm weak or that I'm inadequate or I can't do it on my own. But truly, even to shift your narrative around getting support, all it means is you highlighting your readiness and willingness to go all in with the life you say you want, because it's really nice to make lists after lists and vision boards about the kind of life that you desire. But in order to become a vibrational match to what you've written down, to what you put on that vision board and whatnot, action is required. You need to take action. And I share stories on this podcast and on my Instagram and my newsletters. If you are on my mailing list, if you aren't and you would like to get on, you can just send me a DM on Instagram with your email address. My handle is @kushbu.k. But I share stories time and time again of all the amazing things that my clients manifest in a very short span of working together, whether it's turning a passion into a profitable business, whether it's manifesting a loving partner after a string of toxic relationships, whether it's finally feeling seen and valued in friendships, whether it's manifesting their dream home, but that too at the budget less than they had allocated, whether it's turning their existing business, which was on the brink of bankruptcy, into a profitable business, and so much more. I share all of these stories. And it's not because they're special or they have anything more than you do, but it's just, like I said, they're brave enough to do this work. When you enter a container with me, I will call you to a higher standard, and I'm able to reflect back blind spots that you don't even realize are holding you back. Because again, it's when people look at us, they're much more objective. When we're looking at ourselves, we're letting our old wounds, we're letting our emotions get the best of us. And as a result, we're still playing into what already is. But when you can now, like I said, identify those blind spots and essentially increase your level of awareness and understanding, you can now be a lot more intentional about how you show up and therefore what shows up for you. And as much as you might be thinking that maybe I don't know how to change or maybe I can't change, every single human, if you are a living and breathing human, you have the potential to change. It is an innate quality. It is why we are put on this planet, to grow, to evolve, to change. But at the same time, if you don't know where to actually make the necessary changes, it's all too easy to default back to your old patterns. And as a result, you will keep seeing those patterns reflected back to you. You will keep manifesting more of the same. And it's only because you have not become the change yet. That last word, yet, is so powerful. And like I said, is now it's giving yourself permission that healing, working on yourself, it can exist in tandem with your current life. I mean, the clients in my world in this exact moment as I'm recording this episode on March 31st, I have a client who is planning a wedding. I work with working moms. I have another client who is running a multi-million dollar clothing brand. I have another client who is expanding his existing family business. I have another client who's about to embark on her college journey. Another one is on the brink of launching her new business. Another one of my clients is pregnant with her first child. I have another client, a private coaching client, who's on the verge of moving countries. All of these clients are doing big things in my life. They are living their lives, but they're also choosing to learn how to master the ability to simultaneously process and work through whatever parts of them no longer align with who they want to be and the life they want to create for themselves. Because like I said, not everybody has the luxury to go to a retreat or to go to the Himalayas or whatnot. But does that mean you can't actually work on yourself? Absolutely not. And also some people don't even want to do that. They want to keep changing their lives. They don't want to put a pause on their lives. And I mean, personally, this is how the way I approach my life. And it's also how I've been able to change my life at a very rapid pace. It's okay. I'm able to, despite the obstacles that come up, which is inevitable, I'm able to still use it as feedback and as a catalyst for growth rather than create a victimized mindset and allow it to keep me stuck in this unwanted circumstance. And, you know, when you stop treating your healing journey as an extra or something you need to do in isolation, that's when getting what you want, it happens so freaking fast. And there's, yeah, that's one thing I want you to take away from this episode is what are the stories that you're telling yourself as to why you can't work on yourself? And more importantly, why do you feel like you don't deserve to create the life that you say you want for yourself? Because if you really, really believe that you are worthy of everything you have written down for yourself or visualized for yourself, you would be actually taking the action to become the change. And now it's a choice. You're on a fork in a road. We're starting a second quarter. Who do I want to be? But more, sorry, what do I want to manifest myself? But more importantly, who do I need to be? And lastly, how can I start to embody that version of me right now? How can I start to show up differently? Because until I change, nothing around me is going to change. And if, like I said, if you're not able to do so on your own, get support. And if you want to know about how we can do this work together, send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is at koshpu.kway. There are also links down below with different ways in which we can start to do this work together. I have options at various different price points and to suit various different schedules. So have a look down below. And in the meanwhile, I'm sending you love and all the abundant vibes. Have an amazing day ahead.
Thank you so much for listening to the Fit and Fulfilled podcast. If you have an extra minute, I'd so appreciate if you could head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a 5-star review. In doing so, it helps other people receive this message so they can also go to the next level in their wellness journey. I'd love to connect with you, so please let me know what your biggest takeaways are in this episode and tag me on Instagram at koshpu.kway in your social media post or DM me to help me serve you better and create more content that you can resonate with. I'll see you next week, but in the meanwhile, I'm sending you so much love and goodbye.